Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, July 3rd, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm extremely honored and blessed to be here with you. I'm very thankful you care to spend time with us in the battle for a human future against the New World Order. An anti-human synthetic system is being set up. And I've said this 1,000 times, and I'm sure if I'm able to stay on air the next few years, I'll say it 1,000 times more. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. The globalists fight around the clock to surveil and censor and attack our speech because everything they're doing is dystopia by design, and no one in their right mind would go along with it and accept it if they weren't bullied and gaslit into submission. If the situation was hopeless, their propaganda would not be necessary. Again, if it was hopeless, they would not need to be trying to censor and bombard us continually. We can, we must, and we will prevail against this evil. July 4th is approaching, our nation's birthday, and our nation's far from perfect, but it's been very special because it enshrined the idea of God-given rights, that the individual has the power to lead their own life as long as they don't hurt other individuals. And it's that idea that is in direct countervalence to the corporate, authoritarian, transhumanist world government. And that's why this nation and its ideas, though never fully realized, are under attack. That's why people from around the world wanted to come here, wanted to be part of America, because compared to where they came from, this place was the promised land. And you can't have a worldwide tyranny. You can't have total darkness and absolute control and the authoritarianism of the transhumanist system if there's greener pastures somewhere else. You just can't get away with your post-human New World Order if the people have any options. And that's the simple fact. And everything you see is a war against independence, a war against the individual, a war against upward mobility, a war against freedom, and economic and religious and cultural choice, even over your own body with their poison injections masquerading as vaccines. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be laying out some of the current big developments that are massive, that are unspeakably wicked. We'll also be looking at some of the positive things that are happening as the global awakening and the counter to this tyranny accelerates. They're preparing new lockdowns, preparing new viral scares. We told you that was coming 6-7 months ago. We told you it would be monkeypox because we see them pre-programming and preparing it. The truth is, when you're awake and you see it all. Those of us that are awake say, why can't the public figure this out? And it's because they are asleep. So it's our jobs to wake people up however we can so they will not fall prey to this high-tech tyranny that we are all facing here in the year 2022. But I have to tell you, the mere fact that we're still on air, the mere fact that we are here reaching millions of people thanks to your support and your word of mouth and your prayer is incredible. And it enrages the authoritarians and their minions that have signed on to this evil, because they know in the end they are destined to lose. That's why they wage war against common sense. That's why they wage war against God's order. That's why they wage war against everything it is to be human, because what we have is good and what we have is strong. What we have is beautiful, and they can't contend with that. So that's why they sell poverty and ugliness and strife and conflict and division in the name of their great New World Order unity. All right, big Sunday broadcast lined up for you today. Please don't forget, only way this transmission gets out from Infowars.com and Band.Videos when you share the links You share the later archive videos and articles and more. And I know you're doing a great job, and that's why the globalists are so pissed. I salute you all for your efforts. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
And it's Sunday, July 3rd, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm just going to tell it like it is. I declare this July 4th, 2022 to be a declaration of independence against the alien force on this planet today, waging war against humans and our biology and our very future that is attempting to exterminate the majority of us and force the minority that's left to merge with AI computers and become cyborg slaves of Satan. Now, you've heard Elon Musk last few years say, beware billionaires that worship AI gods. And he tells you the global elite believe they're going to transcend humans and are going to create alien life forms, new life forms, the merger of humans and machines here on Earth, and human-animal hybrids merging with machines. That is alien. We received a DNA gene sequence in a radio transmission from deep space, hypothetically. And with now CRISPR gene editing systems, if scientists put together that new creature and then planted the embryo inside, say, a cow's uterus to grow it, as they do humanoids now. That's already going on for decades. That would be an alien on this planet. So if it's aliens running this, I don't know. But the globalists setting this plan up are anti-human and say humans are obsolete, whether it's Urari or Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates. And they're involved in a revolution or an update where you don't just get rid of your last phone or your last computer or your last garage door opener. You get rid of humans themselves. And that's the anti-human revolution that's happening with their carbon taxes, with their global surveillance, with their, quote, great reset to build back better. There'll be no humans as we have known ourselves at the end of this revolution. And that's all been announced. And the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, looking forward to the end of humanity. Now, the Bible tells us it's a fallen entity manipulating us here on this planet to set up a world government, make us have a digital mark of the beast to buy and sell, and that we'll have to give up our humanity in the process and give up our free will and our soul. That was said 2,000 years ago by John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos. And it was also stated in Ezekiel in the Old Testament and Daniel. And so you can look at it any way you want, but the global social engineers, futurists, are following Revelation to a T. Absolutely following it to a T. And so whether it's saying a man can have a baby or two women can have a baby when it's a man and a woman in a prison, or the left saying, hey, love is love, let three-year-olds date 20-year-olds, all of this is about getting you to go against your own common sense and the programming God gave you and follow destructive practices known as sin. And you think of sin as cheating on your wife or drinking too much alcohol or cheating on your taxes, but that's low-level stuff. Real sin is going against your human code that God gave you. And that's where we are. More than 20 states have passed laws to use dead bodies for fuel and dead bodies for fertilizer. all sponsored by the UN and Bill Gates. They're coming out with these gene therapies they're forcing on us. Now the FDA says, hey, we're just going to go ahead and authorize all these new shots with no trials. That's a revolution against you, because they're not just offering unproven, dangerous things. They're saying you've got to take it. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen, and the list of tyrannies and attacks on humanity goes on and on. I'm going to talk about it more in the next segment. But first, I want to air a new report that just came out on Saturday. The report's live at band.video. We'll post it today under the live show feed. And that's Greg Reese's latest report, AI Factory, to process 5,000 tons of meat per day delivered via trains. There's something a lot bigger than this, and Greg Reese foreshadows that and hints at it. Very important report. It's at man.video. Here is that report.
While 80% of the world's population continues on with oil and gas, the United States and a small handful of Western nations have decided to go green, even if it kills everyone. They have already admitted that the disruptive economic burden this will cause is exactly the sort of pressure required to inspire the innovation needed to make it all work someday. Because that's the plan. There are no viable solutions to replace oil and gas. So the sooner we can figure it out, the sooner we can stop the endless rise of inflation, starvation, and death that will obviously result from shutting off our energy taps. And a new company has already appeared, albeit with a bizarre solution to our problems. A massive meat rendering facility is set to break ground next year in Rapid City, South Dakota, and be completed by 2026. With the ordinary name, the Western Legacy Development Corporation, one might never guess how innovative this company actually is. The Western Legacy Development Corporation will process cattle and bison completely with robotics and artificial intelligence, including new laser technology air knives that use a high-velocity airstream to dehide the animals. The Western Legacy Development Corporation is building a massive 1 million square foot meat factory that will be operating at levels as high as 8,000 cattle per day. Now, one might ask, what about all this social engineering to stop eating real beef and get used to eating lab-grown meat and bugs? Aren't we being told that cow farts are bad for the environment? Well, as it turns out, the Western Legacy Development Corporation isn't necessarily going to be processing 3 million cattle per year for food. The Western Legacy Development Corporation will be collecting animal fat to be used as feed and fuel, a biofuel that they will use to power their very own 1 million square foot facility. Now, how green is that? Well, maybe not small farm, grass-fed level green, but still, it's pretty green. Rapid City is a small town, and many residents are asking, where will they get 8,000 cattle a day? And where will they keep them? And where will they get 2,500 employees, which is 3% of their population? And where will they house them? These questions weren't really answered, but we do know that they plan to have a thriving rail system that will be offloading thousands of cattle each and every day directly into the AI robot laser slaughterhouse for immediate processing. So they won't need to store the cattle anywhere. Now, while this may sound like some sort of crazy economist's solution to cleaning up a mass murder, or even some kind of Soylent Green scenario where the government is chopping up people in a factory for food, and in this case, energy.
Soylent Green is people!
We are told that it's all for the environment, so I'm sure it's all good. And hey, at least we won't be burning any more oil like the rest of the world. And don't worry, trust the science.
Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia.
And remember the plan. Once we really start suffering, someone will eventually think of a solution. And if not, at least we were willing to die for a criminal government run by pedophiles. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
So you see, if It's very, 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 very simple. They turn off society. They turn off the gas, the fuel. They declare there's going to be no more beef, no more eating meat. You're going to eat bugs. And then as things collapse, they say, oh, do what we say. It'll get better. But really, it's a collapse economy designed to feed all of us into it. And obviously, you can put two and two together. That facility is not for cows, ladies and gentlemen. All their actuaries, all their numbers talk about fueling the new economy on dead humans. Why are they going to have so many dead humans? Because they're going to release even more deadly bioweapons in the very near future. Now, if I told you that 10 years ago and I did, you'd roll your eyes. Today, you don't roll your eyes because you know. These are psychotic predators who are making their move on all of us. We're going to be laying more information out on this front. The design, control, collapse the economy, and how to stop it straight ahead on this special. Sunday, July 4th Eve, worldwide emergency broadcast. I hope you share that video by Greg Reese from band.video. Or you can just submit and roll over and die. I know you want to fight back like I do.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. The New World Order's mission going up against God and humanity is the impossible mission. They may have stolen control of the banks and the currency. They may have quadrillions in fake money to try to destroy the economy and transfer us over to the transhumanist agenda, but they will fail in the end because we have been given divine providence, divine discernment, and a divine mission. Our mission is guaranteed. The only question is who will join the mission and come in for the big win. All right, let's go over this stack that just ties into the last horrific report about a facility to cut up mammals that turn them into biofuel. Now, what fuel costs, you will never be able in the actuary to actually fund a facility like that. So it's only done when you've cut off all the other energy, and that's the only energy you're allowing. And all the laws are being passed for it to be humans in that facility. There's Ceylon. Will the power plants of the future burn dead bodies? See, when I tell you I see something, I know what's going to happen with it. Since I've got thousands of data points and decades of research behind it. But you don't need me to tell you. You see right there what that is, don't you? It's not going to be cows, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be dead people. And I'm sure some will arrive alive. Vegan mother convicted after 18-month-old son died from a zero-meat diet. Yeah, folks, we're supposed to eat meat. We're omnivores. AI-run factory to process 5,000 tons of meat per day, delivered via trains. Biden blocks offshore drilling, limiting oil production after begging oil companies to produce more and attacking gas stations. And Biden, in the clip we played last segment, copied Trump, but Trump said as a joke, Russia, Russia, Russia. That's why they cut off the pipelines. Putin did that. That's who cut off the drilling permits. Putin did that. That's who shut down drilling in the Gulf of Mexico and Anwar, Alaska. Putin did that. Of course, 30 seconds of research will show you that's a complete fraud. But he says it's all Putin. And he said, while we're busy on this transition to green energy, so he tells you we're doing this to you for green energy, really for power and control, but it's also Putin's fault. Oxymoronic lies, gaslighting, never before seen levels. But the good news is the Supreme Court cut back the deep state bureaucracy at the EPA with a ruling on Thursday saying you just can't make your own laws and shut off all our coal power plants and bankrupt the nation, especially when India and China and Mexico and 160 other countries plus are making zero cuts in their emissions. Carbon's good in our atmosphere. It's a trace gas, carbon dioxide. It's what the planet lives off of. You can give plants 3-4 times the carbon dioxide, and they grow 3-4 times faster and more healthy and put out more oxygen. Why are they attacking the atmosphere? Cow's methane is part of the atmosphere. Our methane is part of the atmosphere. If you can tax a cow or ban a cow because it farts, what is it saying about a human? This is an attack on life and the life system on this planet. It's like the joke of Spaceballs where they have a tax on air. The worst stock market sell-off is half a century might not be done yet. Yahoo Finance. China on track for contagious crash within weeks, threat of deflation for whole world. Texas Power used to break records next week during heat wave. They said there may be power outages because they can't use coal. And it goes on and on and on. Nearly 8,000 flights delayed on Friday as July 4th weekend to be hell. The collapse of civilization by design, that is what we are witnessing in real time. And then I've got all this news. You know, we have an archivist, and there's no use tooting our horn. Everybody knows we covered this ad nauseum. I said last year and early this year, the pre-programming I saw in the media, the truck that overturned in Pennsylvania with the monkeypox and the smallpox found in the Merck lab and all the pre-programming. I said the next thing they're going to launch is monkeypox, because I saw that Bill Gates is profiting from it and had hundreds of millions of smallpox, monkeypox vaccines being made 2 years ago. I mean, it's not hard to go, well, he's the guy that ran all this up before. He's about to do it. And I didn't just say it once it happened. I called it before it happened. And just like clockwork, it happened. And now, all over the U.S., in New York, and California, and everywhere, they're saying we need new lockdowns because monkeypox hasn't killed anybody. A few thousand cases worldwide. Vaccine injury in the studies is exactly like from this COVID shot. It's not even a vaccine. It's exactly like monkeypox. But never mind that. We got 500-some cases worldwide. We've got to start locking down again and teaching you to live under martial law. World Health Organization issues fresh warning over monkeypox. That's a story on InfoWars.com by RT. That's right. And then you've got this Tapo San Diego tweet. I have lived to see man-made horrors beyond my imagination. A baby, if you're a radio listener, I'll describe it, with a blue surgical mask over its face and eyes with two holes cut out so it can see. Hey, why not just put a pillow over your baby's face? But that's the cult of these idiots. The Fauci-funded Peter Daszak is now working with Kremlin-backed researchers isolating new coronavirus strains. Yeah, they're all just mercenaries. Now he's working for the Russians. And Biden says there's going to be another pandemic. Boy, wasn't Dr. Vladimir Zelenko right? He passed away on Thursday. We love you, Dr. Zelenko. Who says, that's the UN, monkeypox cases triple in Europe. In 2 weeks, urgent action needed to contain the spread. A warning to anyone attending mass gatherings over the weekend. Monkeypox threat in the UK. Don't do it. Oh, don't go out. They're getting you ready, just like in 2020 for the next lockdown. For now, wear a U.S. treads water with transformed COVID-19. New strains, AP reports. It's going to kill you any minute. The ultra-contagious Omicron variants, BA4, BA5, fueling California coronavirus wave. And they need new lockdowns, says Governor Newsom, right on time. Unbelievable. And they're talking about civil war. They're talking about dictatorship. Biden saving us. Mainstream news using executive orders. Yahoo News. That's coming up next. Save us, Biden. Be a dictator. Well, he's already a dictator. He stole the election. But if I was you, I'd spread the word about the broadcast more than ever. People are ready to learn, ready to wake up, and I'd get prepared. We have high-quality, storable food and water filtration, air filtration, and preparedness items ready to ship in stock within 1 day. They're all in stock. PrepareToday.com, PrepareToday.com, PrepareToday.com. It supports the broadcast, and it gets you ready and prepared. PrepareToday.com. We have the big July 4th mega sale, double Patriot points, and up to 75% off. We got to clear everything to have funding in this emergency situation. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us and tell folks tune in now, 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 now. We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th Super Sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil, that's a huge deal, Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostaguard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off and double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, Al Jones is right t-shirt while you're there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Sunday, July 3rd, and we are broadcasting worldwide
from the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Remember, powerful forces of evil are working around the clock to ensure this broadcast is not heard. But we, the people, are rising, and the power of you, the activist audience, is unstoppable with God's aid when you decide to take action. So pray for God to lead, God, and direct you, and to give you the foresight and the discernment to take this information to the four corners of the earth. All right, here it is. So, We have national polls put out by mainline pollsters that always oversample at least 15% more Democrat because they claim the country's Democratic. The Democratic Party crime syndicate. And in national polls, depending on the poll, between 70 and 80% of people don't want Biden to run again and don't like Biden. Here's another one out of the Hill. 71% don't want Biden to run for re-election. I thought he just won with even 9 million more votes than Obama. I mean, I never said Obama stole the elections. Obama won those elections. He ran against the ringers of John McCain and Mitt Romney, and he was popular, at least the first time. He won. The evidence is there. But he's in his third administration now, fraudulently, through this puppet. This is the third Obama administration. I know you all know that, but we need to get that information out to everybody. And so I see articles in the Washington Post, Yahoo, New York Times, everywhere. Biden needs to act with executive power. Well, he's already doing it, shutting down the pipelines and the oil drilling and ordering the border wide open and continuing the devaluation of the dollar. I mean, he's already doing that executively. And so they're saying, be dictatorial. Override the courts. Override the Congress. Override the governors. Do it all. Here's Yahoo News. Pressure builds on Biden to turn to executive action, despite its limits and risk. The article goes on to say, he's got inflation. He's got recession, domestic agenda. He's got abortion. He's got to do it right now. Meanwhile, Biden administration signs five-year contract to house migrant children, many of them smuggled and kidnapped, at North Carolina school, 14,000 of them, that God knows what the globalist deep state is going to be doing with all of those people. So that's where we are with them cutting off the infrastructure, them cutting our nation off. This is nothing less than economic war. Let me address this right now because I don't like to get predictions wrong, and I rarely do get predictions wrong, but Alex Jones is not always right. Alex Jones was right. It's a more accurate statement. Roger Stone is very close friends with Trump. That's not a secret. And on the show a few days ago, on the weekday show, Roger said that he expects Trump to declare in July. Then I talked to Roger off air, and I'll leave it at that. I made some other phone calls. And Trump, as of last week, was saying, I think I'll announce July 4th. Now, they call it tactical flexibility. Doesn't mean he will. But it's a political attack to shut him down. Once he declares, that'll make him harder with fake indictments and things of that nature. So it ended up being ABC News, NBC News, the London Guardian, I mean, everywhere. Alex Jones says Trump will declare July 4th. I did not say that. But they'll say, if he doesn't declare on Monday, Jones is wrong again. Jones said Trump would declare. But they won't show you a video. They'll show you some edited text of what I said. But everybody saw the show. Everybody heard it. And they saw what I said on Friday. They saw what Roger said on Friday. The video of it is on Bandot Video, where I said, Trump is currently saying he looks to declare on July 4th. We don't know if that's going to happen. But here it is. Breaking. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones claims that Donald Trump plans to announce a run for 2024 White House on July 4th. RT, if you've never voted for Trump. There's a bunch of headlines. Trump eyes early 2024 announcement. The January 6th scrutiny intensifies. So that's the type of stuff that we're dealing with here. And that's how they're going to try to spin this and control this. But obviously they're going after Trump because they're worried he's going to run. And they're messing with him and attacking him and doing all this is what will probably trigger or launch or precipitate him actually doing that. And I got mixed feelings about that. I'm mad at him about the poison vaccine, a lot of other stuff, but I'm glad about Roe v. Wade and the border and standing up to China. And so it's a mixed bag. But hey, we're not a cult here. We're not mad at listeners if you're angry at Trump. We're not mad at listeners if you love Trump. He certainly means well, and I don't think he's a bad person. People say, don't trust Ron DeSantis. Well, I go off of Tree's Fruits. I really like DeSantis. But we can't just count on a Ron DeSantis or a Donald Trump to save us. We have to be engaged. We have to be involved. And we have to know the issues. And we have to say no to the people really running things, the global corporate system, a la Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, the New World Order, BlackRock, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs. So that's where we are right now in this country and in this world. Now, Bolsonaro, I've said clearly, is better than Viktor Orban. He's better than Donald Trump, and he's better than Ron DeSantis. If you want somebody who takes on the New World Order and that tells it like it is to his people and calls out the whole damn thing, it's Bolsonaro. And I am so honored he's a listener, so honored to meet his son that's a member of their Congress that invited me down there 2 years ago to interview him, and I'm so tied down here with fights and everything, and also money. I don't have money to have 3-4 security I got to have, and to get down to Brazil and do that. I mean, I probably should have done it. I'm an adventurer, but I'm so tied down. I can do so much here at the InfoWars command base that if we weren't trying to right the ship and keep the ship from going down, I would have been down there. But I'm glad that Tucker Carlson accepted the invitation this whole week and knocked it out of the park. So we have one of those big interviews he's done down there coming up next segment. And we got so much more into the second hour tonight. But let me just throw this out at you. I need your help to stay on air. And I try to bring you things that I know you need and that I personally have bought and things I've used. I only give you advice that I believe is the very best there is. Am I perfect? No. But I'm going to say something. You are insane if you don't buy high-quality, storable food that's ready to ship to you and your family, as I told people 30 months ago to do, and now food prices have doubled on average. Our supplier's only gone up 20%. But they will go up in prices soon. If you go to preparetoday.com, it's the entire My Patriot catalog in live time, their back end. That way it gets you even quicker. You make your order, and we get 20 to 40% because there's not much markup in this. The average is about 30%. We split the profit that's there to be able to run our operations. Not a profit. It's just the gross to be able to run the operation. So go to preparetoday.com. They have the full spectrum with the lowest prices. Hundreds of survival goods, air filters, water filters, highest quality durable food, ready to ship. Everything at preparetoday.com. Preparetoday.com, preparewithalex.com, takes there as well. Just a link to it. Is ready to ship right now. Again, for almost 4 months, did I promote durable food? Didn't have a durable food sponsor. Our main sponsor was behind. They bought a ton of food. It's ready. It's shipping. So they said, hey, we're a few weeks behind. Might want to back off. We want people to get it right away. But the food's there, and they're ready to ship right now to you and your family. And then with inflation, it's only going to go up, ladies and gentlemen. You know you've got that food lockdown that lasts more than a decade. It's high quality, nutritious, and delicious. And you know you're fun of the show. So go to preparetoday.com and get a 1 month, a 3 month, a 6 month, a year supply. Get their great water filters that are half the price of leading competitors. And this is the highest rated. There's hundreds of gravity-fed filters. This is in the top three that are out there at a price, half the price. Get your Alexa Pure water filtration system today at preparetoday.com, preparetoday.com. And the food and all that's no longer at InfoWarsStore.com just because why have the middleman? They just run it. They have it. We get the credit. Everything goes to the site. It makes it even quicker so you don't wait a week to get the food. You get it within days. It ships out. Prepare today. Just one word, prepare today. .com. Don't wait. Don't screw around. See it as a donation where you get food and have that insurance policy taken care of. Insurance you can eat. PrepareToday.com. All right, we're going to come right back on the other.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium. Premium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, Vasobeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in Double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, Al Jones is right t-shirt while you're there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Seen a meme going around everywhere in my text messages, my email box, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere without even looking. People say Ghislaine Maxwell is convicted of trafficking thousands of children, little girls and women, but nobody's been charged for actually having sex with these children. So the good news is, no matter what they try, this globalist blackmail operation is being exposed. I have a clip here of UFC middleweight champion Israel Adesanya, if I'm pronouncing that right, making this point. Here it is.
Ghislaine Maxwell just got put away for 20 years. So she was supplying kids for all these pedos, right? Where's the list?
It's weird that that got no coverage, but Johnny Depp and Amber was everywhere.
And I'm like, so the list of, you know, politicians and actresses and actors or whatever that they talked about, does that get swept under the rug? Do they not get any time for actually those kids? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, that's weird that how that just doesn't compute with me.
You have Steve Jobs' wife, his heir, that runs the Atlantic magazine, literally basically living at the compound with Ghislaine Maxwell, photographed all of it. And see, that's how they blackmail the ruling global elite, is they were all part of this. That's why this continues to roll on. But let's have some fun here. Folks made the joke that Stephen Crowder made the joke that Jen Psaki is on the loose. This was probably a stage video on the New York subway, but a midget dressed up as Chucky running around attacking people. So there you go. Again, radio listeners are not being treated to this, but this Chucky attacking people on the New York subway. But let me show you here in a moment what is really scary that's going on. Here is Pope New World Order Francis with Pelosi, and the joke says by Zane Smith, someone said this is a picture of the devil and the mafia. Meanwhile, this is Ross Ulbricht. He founded the website Silk Road. He was given two life sentences plus 40 years. Ghislaine Maxwell was given 20 years for sex trafficking, kidnapped children to politicians and celebrities. This should tell you everything you need to know about the government. And meanwhile, I followed her account before. Isabella Maria DeLuca tweeted out, I will get married, I will own a farm, and I will homeschool my future children. She was fired from her job for making that pro-human statement. All right, let's go ahead and go to this powerful interview with the president of Brazil and Tucker Carlson. We'll be back in hour number two.
Why didn't you take the vaccine?
When the virus actually hit strongly in March 2020, people began to seek out the vaccine, of course, against the virus. And I, too, of course, sought a medication because we began to see cases surfacing, started seeing the number of cases begin to go up. Now, someone who contracts the virus like I did, I mean, the vaccine doesn't really help. I mean, you don't take a vaccine if you have already been contaminated. The vaccine would be innocuous. You should rather take the medication. And in Brazil, of course, I studied the issue. I called other countries, including in sub-Saharan Africa, and Brazilian doctors and physicians, because there were people out there who either did not catch the virus, or when they did catch the virus was not strong enough to send them to the hospital or to kill them. And in Brazil, we saw the emergence of two medications that began to be used more widely. I myself took them when contaminated. But the global pressure all over the world from the media outlets, from the pharmaceutical companies, I mean, they were all against the early treatment. They actually focused on the vaccine. I read Pfizer's contract, and one of the clauses said, we shall take no responsibility whatsoever for any side effect arising from the vaccine. I became concerned about that. And Congress in Brazil decided to vote and pass a piece of legislation saying that Pfizer or any other pharmaceutical company would not take responsibility for any side effect arising from the vaccine. We also had information, including from the U.S. FDA, that several side effects are likely to emerge this year or next year in the foreseeable future. So, the concern, as mentioned by many doctors, was that people who were infected by the virus were already immune and did not have to take the vaccine. That was my case, and that's why I did not take the vaccine. But I did purchase vaccines for all Brazilians. I did not demand that people be vaccinated. I respected individual freedom. Each one was free to vaccinate or not. And I believe that about 20% of the Brazilian population decided not to take the vaccine. As I said before, maybe I was the only head of state in the world who did not accept restrictive measures or was against restrictive measures, and perhaps one of the few heads of state in the world who did not take the vaccine because I had already contracted the virus. The left was so worried about taking me out of office that they wanted me to take the vaccine. And I said, well, let me die. Just let me die, then, and choose my policy. In South America, we are the one country that best addressed the issue involving the need for vaccines. And we very properly and adequately equipped our hospitals with equipment and medications. And I believe we have pretty much turned the page there. And based on the studies that we have available outside of Brazil, many deaths could have been avoided had there not been so much pressure on the part of the mainstream media against early treatment. Early last year, I sent a team to Israel, a team of Brazilian experts to Israel to look into the nasal spray solution that they had developed on an experimental basis. I was highly criticized, and we weren't able to make progress in that negotiation. Last month, a large Brazilian company published a news article indicating that nasal sprays are currently a very successful solution against COVID today. So you are technically allowed, of course, to take an experimental vaccine, which was the case in the past, but not the nasal spray?
I think you're the only world leader to admit not taking the vaccine, that's for sure. Why would Pfizer or any pharma company have liability protection against the side effects of their own drugs? Why would your Congress allow them to have that?
The population was appalled. They were desperate and afraid of the virus, especially the elderly population that also had some kind of disease or comorbidity, as a result of which Congress decided to pass a law to that effect. We regret it, really, because today, in hindsight, you know, we see in studies, you know, conducted outside of Brazil that perhaps two-thirds of deaths could have been avoided in Brazil and in the world. I mean, take sub-Saharan Africa. In sub-Saharan Africa, they take ivermectin to fight river blindness, as well as hydroxychloroquine to fight malaria. And because the number of deaths was very low and the HDI was pretty low, one of the lowest in the world, the natural conclusion was that those medications could somehow also help fight the virus and the effects thereof. We regret the pressure that took place, and perhaps due to the economic power of pharmaceutical companies, I mean, they went on and invested in vaccines. And today you see, you know, people who have taken the third, the fourth dose of the vaccine, and they still contract the virus and die. And we have a lot of, say, stranded vaccines in Brazil. In Brazil, a considerable portion of the population did not want to take the booster dose. I understand that to be their right. I support individual freedom. As I said before, we are sorry. We regret all the deaths. But I believe many deaths could have been avoided through early treatment. Much is said about lack of scientific evidence about those two medications for COVID. True, but they were useful for other things. I mean, very often drugs or medications are discovered by chance. During World War II, for example, due to a lack of medication, soldiers were given coconut water in their vein, and they survived. As I said before, very often medications are discovered out of accident or, you know, sheer chance, including medications against or to treat sexual impotence, for example.
Viagra. So we... Where do you think the COVID virus came from?
Well, allegedly from a laboratory on the other side of the world. But no deep investigation or no in-depth investigation has been conducted. It would seem that COVID has proved to be of interest for many people in the world. Many heads of state ended up imposing their will, and they felt the taste of dictatorship. In Brazil, state governments felt the taste of acting as dictators by mandating that people should stay at home and shutting down shops and not allowing people to go to school if they had not been vaccinated. So they felt that power in their hands. They could do everything during COVID. And more importantly, when it came to the public weal itself, I mean, many things could be purchased by governors and mayors. Although many of them, or the vast majority, are honest, they were nevertheless able to buy just about anything without much of a sense of responsibility. So that taste of not being accountable for your actions during COVID is something that flourished among many.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.